بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
What precedes is the translation of the tape entitled Means of Revival of the Ummah
for the Imam of our time, the Mujaddid of our era, the Muhaddith of the Muslimin, Muhammad Nasiruddin al-Albani. Rahimahullah rahmatun wasi'ah.
This translation was prepared for you by At-Tasfiyah wa Tarbiyah Publications, twtpubs.com, translated by Abu Hamza.
إلى المرئياتكم أنه يمكن للعالم الإسلامي أن ينهض بها. ما هي الأسس التي ترون من خلال مرئياتكم أنه يمكن للعالم الإسلامي أن ينهض بها؟
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. A questioner asked the Sheikh, what do you see, O Sheikh, as the founding principles that will help the Islamic Ummah return back and attain its power again?
الذي أعتقده هو ما جاء في النص الحديثي الصحيح.
Sheikh Rahimahullah, he says, that which I believe is what has been narrated in the text of the authentic hadith.
وهو جواب عن مثل هذا السؤال وعن كثير من الأسئلة التي تطرح في العهد الحاضر.
For the hadith came as an answer to a question similar to this one, and to other questions like it that we receive in this era of ours.
وهو قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث الصحيح.
And it's a statement of he عليه الصلاة والسلام in the authentic hadith.
إذا تبايعتم بدينا وأخذتم أذناب البقر ورضيتم بالزرع وتركتم الجهاد في سبيل الله.
It is if, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, if you start to deal with al-ina, and al-ina is a basic form of riba, and you take the tails of cows, or you follow the tails of the cows, and you are happy with merely cultivating, and you leave the jihad fi sabilillah, the jihad in the for Allah's sake, then
sallallahu alaykum zillan la yanzi'uhu ankum hatta tarji'u ila dinikum.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will impress upon you a humiliation that will not be removed from you until you return back to your religion, to your deen.
الأساس هو الرجوع إلى الإسلام.
So the asas, the founding principles, the fundamental principles are returning back to al-Islam.
والأمر هذا قد أشار إليه إمام دار الهجرة الإمام مالك رحمه الله.
And this same affair or issue is something that al-Imam, the Imam of Dar al-Hijra, al-Imam Malik رحمه الله, had pointed out by saying
في كلمة مأثورة عنه تكتب كما كانوا يقولون قديما بماء الذهب.
In a saying that has been narrated from him, in what is said, a word that should be written down with ma' al-dhahab, that is the water of gold.
وهي قوله رحمه الله من ابتدع في الإسلام بدعة يراها حسنة فقد زعم أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خان الرسالة.
And it's his saying, rahimahullah, that whoever innovates, makes a bid'ah in the religion, and he sees it as hasana, something that is good, then he is claiming that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made a khana, that is, he was deceptive in conveying the message.
اقرأوا قول الله تبارك وتعالى اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا.
Read the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today I have completed for you your religion and bestowed upon you my blessings and have accepted for you Islam as your deen, as your way, as your religion.
قال مالك رحمه الله فما لم يكن يومئذ دينا لا يكون اليوم دينا ولا يصلح آخر هذه الأمة
Then Imam Malik continued on to say, so what was not deen yesterday, meaning at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, it is not deen today. And the last of this ummah will not be rectified except with that which rectified the first of this ummah. This last statement of the Imam is the place of proof that we're going to use concerning answering the question at hand.
حيث قال رحمه الله ولا يصلح آخر هذه الأمة إلا بما صلح به أولها.
And it is his statement where he said, the last of this nation, this Ummah, will not be rectified except by that which rectified the first and beginning parts of this ummah.
فكما أن الأمة العربية في عهدها في الجاهلية ما صرف أمرها إلا بعد أن جاءهم نبيهم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Just like the Islamic nation at the times of Jahiliyyah was incapable of being rectified and fixed until their prophet came to them, alayhi salatu wassalam,
لوحي السماء الذي أسعدهم في الدنيا وفي الأخرى.
He came to them with the revelation from the sky, which granted them happiness and success in this dunya and in the akhirah.
فلذلك الأساس الذي ينبغي أن تقوم فيه الحياة الإسلامية السعيدة في هذا الزمن ليس إلا هو إلا الرجوع إلى الكتاب وإلى السنة.
Thus, the Islamic life that is full of joy and happiness is to be established upon this, returning back to the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
غير أن هذا يحتاج إلى شيء من التفصيل لكثرة الجماعات أو الأحزاب الإسلامية الموجودة الآن في الساعة.
And this needs more clarification and explanation because of the numerous amounts of jama'at, groups, that are present in the Islamic environment today.
لأن كل جماعة تدعي لنفسها أنها هي التي وضعت المنهج الذي به يمكنهم أن يحققوا المجتمع الإسلامي والحكم بالإسلام.
Because each and every single one of these jama'at has claimed for themselves that they have put down the correct way of attaining the correct Islamic living, life, and being able to, through their way, establish the Islamic government.
فكلهم يدعي كما قيل قديما، وكلهم يدعي وصلا بليلى وليلى لا تقر لهم بذاك.
And they all claim, as it's been said in the old times, they all claim that they have wasl, that they are have a relationship with Layla. And Layla does not acknowledge any of them.
ونحن نعلم من كتاب الله ومن حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أن السبيل الذي به يمكن تحقيق السعادة في الدنيا ثم السعادة في الآخرة.
And we know in the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم that the correct way to establish joy and happiness in this dunya and to be able to attain it in the akhirah is by
إنما هو سبيل واحد، فلا بد من تحديد هذا السبيل ليسلك عليه من كان حقا يبتغي العمل لصالح الدعوة الإسلامية.
We know that this path of attaining this joy and success in this dunya and the next is only one. It's only one.
والأمة الإسلامية.
And it is what the true caller calls to, the one who wants to attain this joy and happiness and success, and the one that truly calls to Islam and the Islamic calling, then.
هو ما ذكره الله تبارك وتعالى في غير ما آية في القرآن الكريم.
He treads upon this path, and it is the path that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated more than once in the Quran al-Kareem, in more than one ayah.
ربنا عز وجل يقول وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله.
Our Lord, Most High and Honored, said, which means, this is my straight path, so follow it. And do not follow the other paths, that it might lead you astray from my own.
وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيلي.
And this is my straight path, so follow it. And do not follow the other paths beside it, so that it will not lead you away from my sabil, my way.
الطريق التي تؤدي إلى ما ينشده كل مسلم اليوم، ولكن الجماهير ما يعرفونه، إنما هو السبيل الذي أشير إليه في هذه الآية الكريمة.
So the sabil, the way that's going to get us this honor and success and joy, is the sabil that many are ignorant of. But it is this one that has been directed toward and told to us about in this ayah.
وَلَقَدْ أَوْضَحَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم further clarified this point.
هذا السبيل المذكور في الآية الكريمة
Concerning the sabil, the way, the path, that has been noted in this blessed ayah. In an example that he gave that was very amazing. Where he عليه الصلاة والسلام drew for his companions on the ground that he used to sit on frequently without any azama, acting as if in greatness, nor kibriyat, or acting arrogantly, rather he would sit on it humbly. He drew a line upon the ground for his companions.
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يوما خط مستقيما على الأرض، ثم ثم خط على جانبيه خطوطا قصيرة.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, one day he drew a line in the sand, a straight line in the sand for his companions. And then off to the sides of this line, he drew lines coming off of it in a perpendicular fashion.
ثم قرأ عليه الصلاة والسلام وهو يمر بإصبعه الشريفة عن الخط المستقيم الآية السابقة, وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه, ثم أشار إلى الخطوط التي على جانبي الخط المستقيم بقوله بتمام الآية الكريمة, ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله.
Then our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he went over with his blessed finger the long straight line and recited the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he was going over it with his finger. This is my straight path, so follow it. And then he took his finger to the paths off to the side of this line and said, in completion of the ayah, and do not follow the paths other than it, that it might take you away from my sabil, my way.
فاعتقادي أن الطريق هو واحد, فما ينشده كل جماعة أو كل فرد من هذه الأمة من السعادة لها في الدنيا والآخرة فلا يوجد هناك إلا هذا السبيل.
So my belief, my اعتقاد, is that the way is one. And this is what those who truly work in the Islamic manner or for the Islamic way, then they have this same understanding, that the way to this joy and success is one.
وبخاصة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أتم بيان خطورة الحيلة عن الطريق المستقيم.
Especially when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam clarified and made clear the danger of not following the straight path or of deviating from the straight path.
بقوله في تمام الحديث السابق حيث قال هذا صراط الله وهذه طرق وعلى رأس كل طريق منها شيطان يدعو الناس إليه. الدعاة الكثيرون.
Now, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم clarified this for us in the completion of the hadith previously noted. He عليه الصلاة والسلام continued on to say, directing the Sahaba to the straight line, saying, "This is the path of Allah, and these paths." Pointing to the ones off to the side. These are paths other than his, deviated paths. At the head of each one is a shaitan. And now the Shaykh continues on to say, and the callers to the groups and sects are many.
ولكن الداعي الحق إنما هو الذي يدعو الناس أن يسيروا على ما كان عليه الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
But the true caller, the Shaykh continues on to say, is the one that calls the people to that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam called to.
وَمَا اتَّبَعُوا أَصْحَابُهُ ثُمَّ مَنْ جَاءُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ.
And what the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam followed and were upon, and then those who followed them in righteousness.
وَقَدْ أَكَّدَ رَبُّنَا عَزَّ وَجَلَّ في آية أخرى في القرآن الكريم ما ذكر في الآية السابقة مع شرح الرسول عليه السلام لها من الحديث المذكور آنفا.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further establishes and reiterates the point that has been established already in the previous ayah and hadith.
قال تعالى ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم مصيرا.
For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another ayah, which means, whomsoever makes shiqaq, contends or competes or differs with the messenger, and after clear guidance has been shown to him, and follows a path, a way, other than the way of the believers, then we will leave him to that way he has chosen for himself, and we will taste him the torment of Jahannam, and that is the worst of abode.
فإذا السبيل دائما يذكر في القرآن مفردا وليس هناك سبل تتبع ولو أن السالكين على هذه السبل والسائرين على تلك الطرق كانت مقاصدهم ونواياهم حسنة.
Now the Shaykh points out that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he notes the path, the real straight path, the sabil of Allah, he notes it in a singular form. That is, he says sabil, path. And when he is pointing out the other paths, the misguided ones, he notes it as plural, paths, pointing that there is only one sabil, one way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now, even though we acknowledge that these callers and the treaders upon these separate and different paths, they do have the intentions of righteousness. They intend to be righteous. This is their intentions, goodness. But
وإن افترض فيهم ذلك فهم لن يصلوا إلى بغيتهم ما دام أنهم لم يسلكوا الطريق الوحيد المستقيم الذي يؤدي بهم إلى مقصدهم المشروع.
But these mere intentions alone will not help them to attain that success and joy by itself if they are not treading the correct path, the only path, the one path. And that is the path of your Lord that is straight and mustaqim.
وَلَقَدْ جَاءَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ الصَّحِيحِ الَّذِي تَتَّفِقُ عَلَيْهِ كُلُّ جَمَاعَةِ وَالْأَحْزَابِ الْإِسْلَامِيَّةِ فكرا ولكنهم يختلفون في تطبيقه سلوكا.
And it has come in the authentic hadith that all of the groups and parties are in agreement in the hadith itself, but differ in the understanding and implementation of this authentic hadith. And it is
أعني به قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تفرقت اليهود على 71 فرقة وتفرقت النصارى على 72 فرقة وستفترق أمتي على 73 فرقة كلها في النار إلا واحدة. قالوا من هي يا رسول الله؟ قال هي الجماعة. هذه الرواية المشهورة. وثمة رواية أخرى تفسر الأولى وهي قوله عليه السلام هي التي على ما أنا عليه وأصحابي.
It is the Prophet صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم's hadith. The Jews split up into 71 sects or groups or parties, and the Christians did likewise, splitting up into 72 groups, and this ummah, my ummah, will split up into 73 groups or parties or sects. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum said, which one? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued on to say, all of them in the hellfire. All of these 73 are in the hellfire except for one. So the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, eager to understand or learn, said, which one is that one, Ya Rasulullah? He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, they are the jama'ah. And this is in the hadith that is well known, or this is what is the most famous variation of the hadith. But it has come in another narration as an explanation for this hadith, meaning explanation of who the jama'ah is. And he said, alayhi salatu wasalam, they are what I am upon today and my companions.
أيضا واحدة من 73 فرقة هي الفرقة الناجية كما صرح على ذلك العلماء قاطبة.
So the one sect out of these 73 that is the saved sect, the ulama have come upon the understanding that they are Ahl Sunnah with Jama'ah.
وهذه الفرقة الناجية هي فقط التي تستطيع أن تنهض بالأمة الإسلامية اليوم وأن تحقق السعادة لهم ثم لغيرهم من الأمم الأخرى.
And this saved sect alone is the sect and group that will be able to bring back to the Muslim Ummah its honor, power, or glory. And then from there, also return back to the other nations the joy that they may attain as well.
التي لم تهتدي بهذا الإشتار ولعل من أسباب ذلك أن المسلمين أنفسهم لم يعودوا مع الأسف كما كانوا من قبل دعاة لأفعالهم وأعمالهم والأقوال وحدها لا تفيد اليوم الناس.
But rather this has come, يعني this affair of power and all this is in the hands of other umam, other nations that are not even of an Islamic belief. And maybe the reason for this is that the Muslims no longer act upon those things that are part of their religion and need to be implemented. Because mere words and speeches have no weight and are meaningless.
لما ذكر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن الفرقة النادية هي فرقة واحدة ولكي لا يضل المسلمون عن معرفة وصفها.
And when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the فرقة الناجية, the saved sect, is one from between the Muslimin, he further clarified. He went on to clarify who they are and what their characteristics are, so that it's clear. It becomes well known to the people.
هذا الضلال الذي يلزم منه أن يضلوا عملية أجاب عن ذاك السؤال.
And that they may distinguish between it and that misguidance that will be called to.
من هي هذه الفرقة الناجية من بين 73 فرقة؟
Because he was asked, well, who is the saved sect from between the 73 groups and sects? He said, alayhi salatu wasalam, it is what I am upon and my sahaba.
ونلاحظ هنا لوضوح تام أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يقتصر في جوابه عن ذاك السؤال على قوله فقط التي هي على ما أنا عليه.
And what should be pointed out here is that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, in answering that question, he did not merely stop at saying, "It is what I am upon."
لم يقتصر ولم يقف بكلامه إلى هنا على ما أنا عليه. بس ما حافظ على ذلك قوله وأصحابه.
So he عليه الصلاة والسلام did not stop in his answer saying to them, look, it's what I'm upon. No, he didn't stop there. Rather, he continued and clarified and said, and what my companions, my Sahaba are on.
ذلك لأن أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هم كما لا شك ولا إشكال فيه هم الذين تلقوا الوحي من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بقسمه.
And that is because they the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, in the fact in which there is no doubt nor confusion about, are the ones that received the revelation from the Prophet ﷺ. They are the ones that the revelation was conveyed to after it reached the Prophet ﷺ, in its two types and forms, or manners.
Al-Qur'an wa Sunnah.
The Qur'an and the Sunnah, both.
Rabban qareeban thumma amilu bihi wa taddaquu ahsan tatbiq thumma naqaluhu kama fahimuhu wa kama taddaquuhu ila man jaa min ba'dihim.
Revelation, words that came to them, that they took and implemented as they understood, and then conveyed to those after them the way of their understanding and implementation of it.
وَهَكَذَا حَتَّى سَخَّرَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلِّ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ مَنْ جَمَعَ لَهُمُ السُّنَّةِ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ سَخَّرَ لِلْأَوَّلِينَ مَنْ جَمَعَ لَهُمُ الْقُرْآنِ الْكَرِيمِ.
And this is the way it was upon of conveyance and calling, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought forth for the ummah people that will bring together the sunan, the narrations for them, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought forth for them the earlier people, the earlier generations, of the people that would bring together for them and compile for them the Qur'an al-Kareem.
وبذلك اجتمع الوحيان آل المشار إليهما في القرآن في عديد من الآيات كمثل قوله تبارك وتعالى.
And that is, they were brought together for them in book form between two covers. And
مخاطبا النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وأنزلنا إليك الذكر لتبين للناس ما نزل إليهم. ففي هذه الآية نص صريح.
It has been revealed unto the Prophet ﷺ, which means, and we have revealed upon you the revelation, the Qur'an, that you may explain to them that which has been conveyed from your Lord. And this is a clear text from our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the Prophet ﷺ. أَمَّا بَيَانَ
النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ هُوَ شَيْءٌ زَائِدٌ عَلَى الْقُرْآنِ.
That the guidance, the way of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is something that is extra or in addition to the text of the Quran. And that the Quran is mubayyan, explained through his explanation alayhi salatu wasallam. So the thing that is, that which is being clarified, and that which is clarifying it, are two separate things. And that is that the clarifier is something that is added to that which is clarified, extra upon it, even though both of them are drinking from the same vessel, that is the vessel of revelation of wahy.
جاء النص يصرح بذلك هذا وهو قوله عليه الصلاة والسلام.
And we have the text clarifying and making this understandable for us, and it's the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying,
لا ألفين أحدكم متكئا على أريكته يقول هذا كتاب الله فما وجدنا فيه حلالا حللناه وما وجدنا فيه حراما حرمناه ألا إني أوتيت القرآن ومثله معه.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, which means يوشك, it might be close, or it is coming, that one of you is reclining back on his arika. That is something such as a pillow, a cushion. And he is being told or it is spoken to him that my hadith, meaning the hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he replies back by saying, between us and you is the book of Allah. Whatever we find in the book of Allah, we make it, whatever we find in it being halal, we make it halal. Istahlalna. And whatever we find in it haram, then we make it haram. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah, rather, verily, I have been given the book and that which is like it, my sunnah.
أَلَا إِنِّي أُوتِيتُ الْقُرْآنَ وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ.
Verily I have been given the Qur'an and that which is like it with it.
أَلَا فِي حَدِيثٍ آخر أَلَا إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مِثْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ.
And in another narration of the hadith, أَلَا, verily, or pay attention, what the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Messenger of Allah, has made haram, is just like what Allah has made haram.
ذلك لأن الله عز وجل كما صرح في الآية السابقة أنزل القرآن على قلب النبي عليه السلام وكلفه أن يبينه للناس.
And that is because of what has been clarified to us in the previous ayah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the Qur'an unto the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and held him responsible for clarifying it and used him as the clarification of it, that is the Qur'an. And this bayan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intended is the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
تلك الرواية السابقة حينما سئل النبي عليه السلام عن الفرقة المالية.
And here is another thing, and it comes in the narration that has come previously when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was asked about the one and only sect that will be saved from the hellfire.
فقال هي التي على ما أنا عليه وأصحابي.
He said, it is that which I am upon today, and my companions.
فأصحاب الرسول عليه السلام ذكروا في هذا الحديث لهذه النكتة التي سبق ذكرها في قوله تعالى ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصره جهنم وساءت مصيرا.
And this hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, just like has come in the ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quoted previously as well, both point out, in the hadith it points out what my companions are upon. And in the ayah it said, whosoever makes shiqaq with the messenger, after clear guidance has been shown to him, and follows a path, a way, a sabil, other than the sabil of the believers, a way, a path, and or sabil, other than the sabil of the mu'mineen, then we leave him to that path he has chosen, and we will let him taste, or put him into the torment of Jahannam, and that is the worst of abode.
فنحن نقول في هذه الآية حكمة بالغة.
So we say, the Shaykh rahimahullah continues on and says, we say that in this ayah there is an immense amount of wisdom.
كالحديث السابق وأصحابي.
Just like the previous hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said, وأصحابي, and my companions.
فذكر في الحديث عطفا على سنته عليه السلام مع أصحابه الكرام.
So he said in the hadith, عطف, in addition to, in a following of, his guidance, the guidance of his companions.
كذلك هنا في الآية الكريمة عطف.
And likewise, here, in the blessed ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the عطف again, adds to or follows up with.
سبيل المؤمنين على ما جاء به الرسول.
Adds to it the sabil of the mu'mineen, the path of the mu'mineen, to that which the Prophet ﷺ came with.
قال تعالى ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين. لم يقل رب العالمين ومن يشاقق الرسول.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ, whoever makes shiqaq with the messenger after clear guidance has been shown to him and takes a sabil, follows a way other than the way of the mu'mineen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not merely state whoever contends with the messenger, whoever makes shiqaq with the messenger, rather
بعد ما تبين له الهدى نوله ما تولى ونصره جهنم وساءت مصيرا. وإنما أدخل جملة حطتها على من قبلها فقال تعالى ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not just merely state whoever makes shiqaq with the messenger after clear guidance has been shown to him, then we will leave him, or then we will enter him into Jahannam so that he may feel its torment, and that is the worst of abode. Rather, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did was, after stating those who contend with the messenger, after guidance has been shown to him, he added to them, after this he made atf. Once again, he brings in following up with that first part, the second part, which is, and follows a sabil other than the sabil of the mu'mineen, then he will get that punishment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised.
كأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حينما قال أنا وأصحابي كان إنما يكون ذلك وحيا من الله مباشرة منه تعالى إليه, كان اقتباسا من الآية التي كان الله عز وجل أوحى بها إليه حين قال ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين الهدى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين.
And therefore, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he said about who the saved sect were, who these saved people are, he said, what I am upon, and the statement of his and my companions. It is as if the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if it was not a matter of receiving revelation in this, if it was not that, it was his, alayhi salatu wasalam, interpretation of the ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whomsoever makes shiqaq with the messenger, after clear guidance has been shown to him, and follows a path, a way, a sabil, other than the sabil of the believers, نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّ وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا, we leave him to the path that he has taken, and we will burn him in the fire of Jahannam, وساءت مصيرا, and that is the worst of abode.
فما هي النكتة وما هي الحكمة في ذكر الله عز وجل في هذه الآية سبيل المؤمنين.
So what is the nukta? What is the hikmah? That is, what is the wisdom? What is the reason for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala adding on to that ayah and follows a sabil other than the sabil of the mu'mineen?
وفي عطف الرسول عليه السلام أصحابه على نفسه في الحديث السابق.
And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam making the عطف in addition to his guidance in the hadith that preceded us, he added to his guidance the way, or his way, the way of his companions. What is the wisdom, what is the reasoning behind this?
الجواب أن هؤلاء الصحابة الكرام كما أشرنا سابقا هم الذين تلقوا الوحيين من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مبينا منه لهم مباشرة.
The answer is, these honorable Sahaba of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم are the ones that this revelation, after it was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was taught to them, and they learned it from him alayhi salatu wasalam live, personally. It came to them first, and then they continued on after that to convey that message. So they learned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam without any intermediary, like the case was for anyone that came after them.
ولا شك أن الأمر كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام في حديث معروف الشاهد يرى ما لا يرى الرأي.
And there is no doubt, this is like the statement of the Prophet ﷺ that has come in the authentic hadith. The one who is present and witnesses is not like the one that is not present and has not witnessed. Or the one that is present and witnessing sees what the one that was not present and did not witness sees. And they're not equal in what they see.
ولذلك كان إيمان الصحابة الأولين أقوى من إيمان من جاء من بعدهم وقد أشار عليه السلام إلى ذلك بقوله في الحديث.
So the Iman of the companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the first companions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, is not like the Iman of those who came in following, as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم clarifies in a hadith.
الصحيح بل المتواتر.
The hadith that is sahih, authentic, in fact mutawatir, overwhelming in strength.
خير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم.
The best of people is my generation, and then those who follow them, and then those who follow them.
معنى ذلك فلا يستطيع مسلم أن يستقل بفهم الكتاب والسنة بشخصه.
And upon this, it is not possible that a Muslim is independent in his understanding of the book and the Sunnah on his own.
بل لا بد أن يسعينا على فهمنا بالرجوع إلى الأصحاب الكرام الذين تلقوا ذلك عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Rather, he needs to return back and make isti'ana, yani seek the help in understanding the book and the sunnah. He needs to return back to the understanding of these honorable people, these sahaba of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, to really understand and find out what is meant by these the revelations, the book and the sunnah.
تارة بقوله عليه السلام وتارة بفعله وتارة بتقريره.
So he needs to return back and see what they've conveyed and which has been clarified sometimes by the statements, actions or acknowledgments of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ولعلكم تعلمون جميعا أن السنة تنقسم إلى هذه الأقسام الثلاثة.
And it might be that you all know that the Sunnah is split up into these three types or categories.
قولاً وفعلاً وتقرير.
The three types and categories are قول, that is the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فعل, that is the actions of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. تقرير, that is the acknowledgement of he عليه الصلاة والسلام of something.
فإذا ما صرف صارف ما نظره عن هذه السنة وأراد أن يستقل بفهم القرآن مقتصرا على ذلك باللغة العربية فسوف لا يستطيع أن يصل إلى فهم مراد الله تبارك وتعالى.
So for instance, if somebody wants to independently try to understand the book of Allah without returning back to these three things of the Sunnah, these three types of the Sunnah and its three categories, and just tries to understand the Qur'an based on the Arabic language alone, this would be something impossible.
من آياته أكبر لي على ذلك أن هناك بعض الآيات يتردد فيها لفظ معين كاليد مثلا في آية التيمم واليد في آية الحد السارق.
And in the book of Allah there are certain words that are repeated throughout the book, such as the yad, the hand, in the ayah of tayammum, and the same word hand, yad, being used in the ayah of cutting off the hand of the thief.
ونحن ذلك أعتقد الآية تفسر على ضوء ما جاء في السنة.
And any other ayat to this effect. And with this you find that this ayah, the correct interpretation of it is made clear to us. The explanation of this ayah is made clear to us only through the sunnah.
فلا يجوز حينئذ أن يستقل إنسان ما لفهم الآية دون أن يستعين على ذلك لسنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Therefore, it is not permissible for the person to have his independent interpretation or explanation of the ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without returning back to the sunnah of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is, he returns back to the understanding of the kitab of Allah, to the sunnah of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the three categories that we previously stated.
فآية مثلا والسارق والسارقة فاقطعوا أيديهما. اليد في اللغة إذا أطلقت فقد يراد الكف، وقد يراد الكف والذراع، وقد يراد ما فوق ذلك إلى المنكب.
So for instance the hand, the ayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the sariq and the sariqa, the male and female thieves, then cut off their yad, hand. Now this word yad linguistically means, it could mean the palm, the kaf. It could mean the palm and dhira, the palm and part of the arm. It could mean anything all the way up to right to the shoulder. This is all possible within the linguistic meaning of yad.
يستطيع من لا يعود إلى السنة التي هي بيان القرآن كما ذكرنا آنفا أن يفسر مثل هذه الآية.
So with which one of these understandings is the person that does not return back to the Quran, back to the Sunnah, to clarify for him the meanings of the Quran? According to which meaning is he going to understand this ayah?
Sunnah. كلمة السارق فهي تشمل كل سارق مهما كانت قيمة ما سرق منحطا وقليلا ولا قيمة لها تذكر.
And then after this, which understanding of سارق, thief, is this person going to understand? For سارق, thief, can mean anything or anyone that has stolen anything, no matter how small and insignificant it is. This can mean sariq linguistically. Where will he find the explanation of sariq?
لابد في هذا وفي هذا وفي غير ذلك أن يرجع إلى السنة بأقسامها الثلاثة.
Rather, it is binding in the understanding of this and that and whatever else there is similar to this, to return back to understand the correct understanding and the best and the correct interpretation to the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ in the three categories noted previously, and that is his action, statements, and acknowledgments.
وأوضح مثل المعروف عند العلماء هي الصلاة التي أمرنا بها في القرآن الكريم.
And from the most clear of examples is the salah that we have been ordered with in the Quran al-Karim.
والحج والصيام والزكاة ونحو ذلك.
And the Hajj and the Siyam, the fasting and the Zakah, and all other rulings or commands similar to this.
لا يستطيع أحد مطلقا أن يفهم هذه الأركان التي أمرنا بها في القرآن إلا على ضوء بيان الرسول عليه السلام لها بقوله وفعله وتقريره.
It is not possible, period, for anyone to understand the meanings or the interpretation of any of these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not possible for anyone to understand the meanings of them, period, except by returning back to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his actions, statements, and taqreer, acknowledgments.
إذا الأمر كذلك لابد من الرجوع إلى السنة مع القرآن لأن السنة تبين القرآن كما.
Now, with this we are going to say, it is binding to return back to the Sunnah of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in order to understand the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ذكرنا آنفا في الآية الكريمة وأنزلنا إليك الذكر لتبين للناس ما نزل إليهم.
As has been clarified in the ayah, and we have revealed upon you, we have revealed upon you, O Muhammad, the dhikra, the remembrance of the Book of Allah, that you may clarify for the people that which has been revealed unto them.
يبقى هنا هناك شيء آخر وهو بيت القصيد الآن من كلمتي هذه.
And now there is one more thing that is left. And this is Baytul Qasid, as the Shaykh Rahimahullah stated. It is the place of proof or يعني the point of all of this lecture up until now that he has been trying to get to, and that is. And that is that the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with all of them, are the ones that related to us and narrated to us all of these things from the Prophet ﷺ of his actions or statements or acknowledgments. Because the statements of the Prophet ﷺ, we don't know them. They're not in the Qur'an, in other words, that has been related to us with mutawatir chains. And this is well known, that the statements of the Prophet ﷺ are not in there. Rather, we know his statements, alayhi salatu wasalam, or his sunnah. We know this only through the sunnah.
تقاريره عليه السلام رأى شيئا فأقره لا نعرف ذلك إلا من نقل الصحابة.
Likewise, his acknowledgments عليه الصلاة والسلام, he saw something, he acknowledged it. We wouldn't know that except if the صحابة رضي الله عنهم told us that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saw something and acknowledged it, or else we would not have any knowledge of it.
وليس من قول عليه السلام. فإذا كان من الضروري جدا.
And likewise with his statements عليه الصلاة والسلام. So then it is extremely binding. It is ضروري جدا.
أن نضم إلى الدعوة إلى الكتاب والسنة كما نقول دائما في مثل هذه المناسبة وعلى ما كان عليه سلفنا الصالح إعمالا لما سبق ذكره.
So it is binding upon us, it is necessary that we include on top of our statement the book and the sunnah, our calling to the kitab of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should include upon the way of the companions of the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to this. And this is our implementation of the preceding ayat and ahadith that we have noted. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveyed unto the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the ayat and follows the path other than the path of the mu'mineen, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam likewise adding in his statement, my guidance and the guidance of or and the way of my companions. This was not stated nor in the Book of Allah or in the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam except for a great and very great wisdom. And this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, both directing us to to the fact that in our understanding of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we need to return back to the understanding of his, alayhi salatu wasalam's, companions in their understanding.
على هذا يأتي هنا شيء هام جدا يغفل عنه كثير من الجماعات الإسلامية أو الأحزاب الإسلامية القائمة اليوم على وجه الأرض.
And upon this, many of the jama'at, the groups and parties, are blinded or ignorant of this fact, and that is.
ألا وهو ما هو السبيل إلى معرفة ما كان عليه الرسول عليه السلام من قول أو فعل أو تقرير.
What is the manner? What is the way? What is the way of knowing what he عليه الصلاة والسلام was upon from his sunnah, from sayings, actions, or acknowledgments? What is the way to correctly understand these?
ثم معرفة ما كان عليه أصحابه من فهم وتطبيق في هذه السنة.
Likewise, how are we to find out what his companions were upon, or their understanding of his sunnah? How are we to find this?
لا سبيل إلى ذلك إلا بالرجوع إلى علم يعرف عند العلماء قابلة بعلم الحديث.
And now it becomes clear that it is necessary to know these things, that we return back to a knowledge well known between the people of knowledge as ilmul hadith, the knowledge of hadith, the science of hadith. And that is by understanding and knowing the hadith terminology, mustalah al hadith, and the knowledge of jarh wa ta'dil, disparagement and praise for the different narrators. And it has its qawa'id, it has its principles and, you know, the fundamentals of it and rulings. And with that,
يتمكن العلماء من أن يعرفوا ما صح عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مما لم يصح.
With that, the ulama of Islam, the scholars of Islam, will be able to figure out that which is authentic or authentically narrated from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from that which is not.
أكثر الجماعات الإسلامية لا يرفعون اليوم رؤوسهم أولا إلى ما يعرف بالسنة, والسنة في لغة الشرع أعم وأشمل منها في عرف الفقهاء.
And the majority of the Islamic groups and parties do not raise their head, meaning they don't even acknowledge this science of hadith, or even to the sunnah itself. And the sunnah in the tongue of a shara, yani the linguistics of the sharia, the mustalah of the sharia, is more wide or vast or general than that of which is stated by the scholars of fiqh.
يطلقون لغة السنة على ما كان من العبادات غير المفروض على المسلم.
And that is that the fuqaha, when they say sunnah, they use it to mean those worships that are in addition to the fariḍa, that which is fard, an obligation. So any worship that is not of obligation that you can do, they refer to as sunnah.
Fariḍa wa sunnah. لكن السنة.
So with them there is فريضة and سنة.
ولغة الشرع هي الطريقة والمنهج.
But the sunnah in the language of a الشرع, then it means the way or methodology.
والسلوك الذي سلكه الرسول عليه السلام في تفسيره في بيانه للقرآن.
And it is the manner or the path that the Prophet ﷺ tread upon in his understanding of the book by his actions or implementations. Yani, it is the way that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam interpreted and understood and made tafsir of the Quran.
على هذا جاء قول عليه السلام في الحديث الصحيح والمتفق عليه بين الشيخين من حديث أنس بن مالك رضي الله تعالى عنه.
And from this is the authentic hadith that has been narrated from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and it has come through the Sahabi Anas bin Malik رضي الله عنه.
عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من رغب عن سنتي فليس مني.
Is the statement of he alayhi salatu wasalam saying, whomsoever has raghba from my sunnah, then he is not from me. That is the one that who is, yani, he feels as if he has no need for my sunnah, or he can find something better, then he is not from me.
أليس المقصود هنا من رغب عن سنتي, سنة الفجر, سنة الظهر القبلية والبعدية إلى آخر ما هنالك.
What is meant here is not whosoever feels that they don't need my sunnah, that means the sunnah al-fajr, whoever has raghba from sunnah al-fajr, before fajr or sunnah al-dhuhr. That's not what is meant here by the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
من السنن الرواتب ليس هذا هو المقصود في هذا الحديث, وإنما المقصود به السنة والطريقة التي جاء بها النبي عليه السلام.
Rather, what is meant here by the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is the sunnah, the tariqah, the sunnah that is the path of he عليه الصلاة والسلام's way that he has shown to his ummah.
كبيان القرآن كما سبق عليه الكلام.
Such as his manner in giving us the correct explanation and understanding of the Quran عليه الصلاة والسلام.
والذي يؤكد لنا هذا المعنى شيئان اثنان, أحدهما يتعلق بسبب ورود الحديث.
And what makes this more clear to us is two things. One of them is connected to what has come in the hadith.
والشيء الآخر اتفاق الأمة.
And the second thing is the consensus of the أمة.
أما من حافظ على الفرائض وانتهى عن المحرمات فهو إن شاء الله من أهل الجنة.
Is that the one that firmly establishes the obligations, the fara'id, and stays away from the muharramat, those things that which have been made prohibited, then he will inshallah be from the people of Jannah, as has come in a sahih hadith in Sahih Muslim.
أَنَّ رَجُلًا قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ أَنَا صَلَّيْتُ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ وصمت رمضان وحللت الحلال وحرمت الحرام أدخل الجنة؟ قال نعم.
Then a man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and said, يا رسول الله, do you see if I make or I establish the Salah and I fast Ramadan and I make halal that which is halal and I make haram that which is haram, will I be a person that will enter Jannah? The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, نعم, yes.
إن أنت صليت الصلوات الخمس وصمت رمضان وحللت الحلال وحرمت الحرام فأنت من أهل الجنة.
Yes, if you are a person that prays the five daily prayers that are an obligation, and that you fast the month of Ramadan, and you're a person that makes halal what has been made halal, and haram that which has been made haram, then you will enter Jannah.
فإذن هنا لا شيء مما يسمى في اصطلاح الفقهاء بالسنة.
So here, there is nothing recorded in this hadith from what is in the terminology of the fuqaha. The fuqaha being the scholars of jurisprudence and law in Islam. In their terminology, there is nothing here relating to the sunnah.
يمنع من قام بما سبق ذكره في الحديث من الفرائض يحول تركه للسنة بينه وبين ظهور الجنة.
And what has been narrated in the hadith from here is that he will enter Jannah doing those things that are obligation, and he won't if he leaves those off. But there is nothing about the sunan that the fuqaha, يعني in the terminology of the fuqaha.
لكنه على العكس من ذلك إذا ترك السنة بمعناها الشرعي لازم ذلك أنه هذا عن سبيل الرسول عليه السلام.
So if he leaves the sunnah in the terminology used by the fuqaha, there is really no, there's nothing showing that he won't enter Jannah. But if he left the sunnah in the terminology, in the meaning of the shara, of it, you know, the Islamic sharia terminology, then he is a person that has left the path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and treaded another way. And left, you know, and that is the sabil of the mu'mineen, following the sunnah.
أما سبب الحديث وهو الشيء الأول الذي يدل على المعنى الصحيح بهذه الجملة أن الرغيب عن سنتي قالوها